Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk, it's just you and me, by the way, I want to talk about sales. I want to talk about forecasting sales. So here's a maxim to think about. Selling is a numbers game. You've heard that before, right? Well, selling is a numbers game. It's a maxim because it's, you know, a maxim is a generally accepted truth. It's generally accepted as the truth. And this one, selling is a numbers game, is a maxim because of two things. Number one, there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of things that can cause a fully qualified prospect, someone that you've worked on and you've done everything you have to do to get them to be a customer. There are thousands of things that can go that can happen to cause them not to become a customer, at least not when you need them to, the forecasting timeline that you have. That's one. Number two, regardless of all the bumps on the path to a signed contract, it's still your job to produce enough sales to stay in business, enough sales revenue to stay in business, regardless of, so those two things make selling is a numbers game a generally accepted truth. This is where the sales pipeline comes into play. A sales pipeline is a planning concept that helps you, people like you and me, managers and our salespeople, forecast sales for any given period, whether it be a week or a month, a quarter, maybe even a year. So think of your sales pipeline like overhead plumbing with faucets positioned along the way in the plumbing at calendar intervals, whatever your calendar forecasting interval is, a week, a month, etc. And from these faucets, you draw the mother's milk of any business, sales revenue. Pipeline faucets, remember the things that are the faucets coming out of the pipes. The pipeline faucets have screens in them that only allow a sale to pass through. When the deal is done, the contract is signed. That's the only time you can get the sale out of that faucet. So into the pipeline, if you're going to be successful at the faucet, you must load into the pipeline only those prospects that you have qualified. That means the prospects that have answered enough questions that you've asked them to allow you to determine that what they want and your ability to deliver will combine to produce a faucet-conforming sale within your time frame. Remember, it's not just that they're going to buy from you, but they need to be able to do it. This is all part of the pipeline forecasting strategy. That's got to happen. Enough sales have got to happen in that period of time, the period of time that you need them to. Because of cash flow, right? That's the key. So once in the pipeline, a prospect is either on track to become a sale or is possibly a forecasting mistake that you made. And once you determine a prospect to have turned out to be a forecasting mistake, you got to get it out of there. You got to get it. Otherwise, it will clog up your pipeline. You got to get it out. Just take it away, put it over somewhere else, and bring it back into the pipeline when it's ready. So as you record a prospect's entry into the pipeline, you've determined, you qualify these people, and you believe that they will become a sale within your period of time, you must include what you know about their stage of decision-making, plus what you have to do to move them to customer status. Are they going to buy this year? Are they going to buy this quarter? Are they going to buy this month? And if so, what do I have to do what's left to be done? I've got to identify what's left for each prospect, whether it be a demo, a trial, a proposal, a final close, whatever it may be, that will help you forecast which faucet you can expect a sale to pour out of whether it be this month or this week or whenever. So whenever you say this prospect has been qualified, and I'm going to close them in 30 days, or in the month, in a quarter, or in the current year, you put them in the pipeline once they get to the point where you believe they'll close at some point in time. Then you determine when they're going to close, and that's when you forecast them to close. So if you need a sale this week, and this prospect is not going to close this week, don't forecast them for this week's sale. If they're not going to close for a month, call them a forecast for a month from now. That's how you do it. At this point, we should talk about something that Shakespeare put into arguably his greatest play, Hamlet. In Act 1, Scene 3, Polonius famously said, "This above all, to thine own self be true." So what I mean by that is, when you're forecasting, when you're looking at the businesses that you're, the customers, the prospects, I should say, that you're thinking about, that you're wanting to close, you believe will close, you have to be honest with yourself about what their prospects are of closing, when they're going to close. You've got to be honest, because if you don't, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you say, or if you allow one of your salespeople, if you say, okay, what are you going to close this week? And they say, I'm going to close ABC, whatever. And if you don't ask your salesperson, why do you think they're going to close this week? You're going to count on that business on Friday. And basically, they're not going to close, because maybe they're a prospect for you, but maybe not this week, maybe a month from now. You've got to know the truth. You've got to, as much as possible, this all comes from work with a prospect and qualifying them. You've got to know as close as you can when they're going to close. How much revenue you draw from your sales pipeline depends on the twin standards of sales success, quantity and quality. I call it Blasingame's Law of Sales Pipelines. Load the pipeline with enough prospects on Monday, that's quantity, to have enough qualified prospects to close on Wednesday. They'll sign the deal on Wednesday, that's quality, so that you can draw the sales you need from your pipeline on Friday. And that's sales success. Write this on a rock, my friends. Forecast sales successfully with quantity, quality, and to thine own self be true. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.